yeah, I mean, you know, like Brad's saying, it just fades off. You know, what do you want to do? You know, where do you want to go? Do you want to stay in Madison Heights, or do you want to come out this way? You know, and, I mean, it's just him and Amy. And the upstairs, I mean, his kids are growing like yours, and it's just extra space. The kids come over for the holidays, they crash in one of the rooms. Yep. Amy's got the, up, you know, the space above the garage, which is about 900 square feet, and that's basically her craft area, and she does scrapbooking and classes and stuff like that. You know, it's just an open space. You know, we use it when we do, instead of going to the office for online training, we go to his house and hang out upstairs or hang out on the deck. You know, it all depends on what you and Andy want, you know, once you retire. You want to stay there and spend the money and build a fat one, or do you want to start fresh and get a nice little piece of property where you can sit back in your deck with a cigar and a whiskey and just enjoy the nature?
Got all that. Have no desire to move up in the septic fields and well water, so that's not even an option.
Yeah, I was going to say, based on my understanding of the situation, that the desire is to be able to say yes to all of those things. yeah, and I changed the subject here. I made a mistake. I knew exactly where I was trying to go, and I had two different paths that I could have taken, and I took by far the dumber path. It's all on me. Anyway, so, well, I think that once you get retired, you got a project. And one that you'll have a good return on. You'll enjoy the results when they're done.